now, the Morning Mayhem Show, along with Surf Broadband Solutions, Cannons Automotive, and Chuck at Junk Removal present Stump the Mayor. With today's question for the mayor of LaPorte, Tom Dermody, here's Joe.
Well, it's not Joe because Joe's somewhere in Tennessee kicking back. I wonder if she's listening this morning.
Well, yeah, I'm sure she is, especially to make sure you say the question correct. She probably doesn't trust that you and I have something working
right
here to give me an answer.
Yes, okay, I'll go.
So, Joe,
over.
This one's for you.
All right.
Happy anniversary, by the way.
On the note from her to me to you, wish Tom a happy belated birthday for me, please.
Oh, thank you.
So,
it was Tom Dermody weekend.
I gotta say, so youngest mayor in the history at 25. Congratulations, happy
25
birthday.
25 for the 25th time.
Yes. All right. Well, anyway, belated happy birthday wishes
thank
to you, buddy.
Dennis.
All right, here we go. According to Joe, here is your question for the day.
All right.
Niles and Scott Wheel Factory in LaPorte was founded in 1881 with a working capital of $40,000. Along with making buggy wheels, they were also the first company to produce what else in LaPorte?
And they were called?
Niles and Scott Wheel Factory. W-H-E-E-L.
Wheel Factory.
Mm-hmm. In 1881.
What else did they produce?
Yes. Here in LaPorte.
So, wheels. Is it related to wheels?
Yes.
Axles.
No, not axles.
Steering wheels.
No. Nice try, though. I give you credit.
It's circular. Now, this is intriguing.
Okay. Bicycles.
Oh, bicycles or bicycle wheels?
Bicycles.
Wow.
According to Joe, they made and sold several hundred wooden bikes. For the front wheels were 40 to 42 inches in diameter and back wheels 2 inches less. The hubs were made of elm, spokes of hickory, with a light flat steel tire around each tire.
I'm not sure that would do well in a race.
Yeah, I don't.
Or the rain.
Or anything.
I wonder if you somehow, it's too bad the museum doesn't have one of those. That would
be
an interesting.
To go see it. Could we put a baseball card in the spokes then, like we did when we were kids? You know?
That was the best thing. Because everybody hung their laundry out back, so you had the...
Yeah.
I can't think of it.
Yeah,
there's
I know.
There's a question. What do you...
I know what you're looking
because
for.
Because you and I didn't do laundry. What did you hang the clothes with?
A clothespin.
Clothespin.
I had to stop and think. Yeah, clothespin.
And didn't we... Isn't that how we kept base?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And you were really cool when you got your bike and you got a license plate on the back of it.
The back of the
seat with your name on it. Yeah.
I wonder how much those... baseball cards are worth, but I ruined.
Yeah, I'm with you. I've said
bike.
That before numerous times. All right. Well, the mayor loses this week. Of course, next week, Joe will be back in and we'll see how she does. But again, thanks for playing Stump the Mayor.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Stump the Mayor, brought to you by Surf Broadband Solutions, Cannons Automotive, and Chuck and Junk Removal. Join the Morning Mayhem Show next Tuesday for another episode of Stump the Mayor.
All right, there we go. Sorry, coming back. How you been?
Good. Last week I was at our first mayor's conference since I've been in, and beautiful French Lick. Even though it's an interesting drive, the last 6 miles, up and down, and it was a free ride. But, it was great to be around, seeing what other people are doing and learning more to bring back here. And I had the opportunity to present at one of the sessions about the American Federal Act money. And again, as I've said, I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. You can't be a hypocrite. If we're taking the money, we got to support it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to use it one-time use, as you've heard about the Civic, about affordable housing ideas that we can transform our community. And that really, right now, housing is a big issue, and issue of all types, whether it's high-end, affordable, middle income workforce housing. So we're moving as quickly as possible. And I think we're going to have some nice options as the Flaherty and Collins continues to close up. I noticed up on the lake there, up on McClung, those homes are, I saw concrete bases. So we're going to see some of those condos there. Mm. And then Tibma Bakery we're working towards as well. So there's all kinds of movement. And then, of course, you see what's happening on the, is it the northwest side of Newport Landing? I see all that fencing. So yeah. I guess Stan probably broke the news already.
And yep, had it on yesterday, by golly.
That's the number one question. So that leaves with what are we going to do on the west side? Because as I've said since running, we have to make sure we continue to have a west side grocer. So we have been working. Bert Cook, economic development director, and actually myself have been working hard to fulfill a west side grocer, and we're going to continue to do that. But my commitment is we're going to have one.
Okay. So let's get, I'm going to
get the hot topics.
Yeah, I want to get something out here. If you guys have a question, today's your lucky day. If you would like to ask the mayor a question, you can only text me. Okay?
Oh, yes.
All right. Go ahead and text 219-362-0522. We're going to make it extra long. Normally, I'd be in a song, but I thought, let's do a little something different. Joe's not here. Let's have a little
She's
fun.
She's not taking up our time.
That's right. We've got 10 minutes with the mayor. So if there's a question you'd like to ask, now's the time to text 219-362-0522.
And anything's on the table.
Okay.
Don't hold back.
All right. I like that. All right. John Gruden, Mr. Raider fan.
You know, I think you saw that coming, and there was no way appropriately he was going to survive that.
Yeah.
And so it almost felt like, and again, to all you Bears fans, congratulations.
Thanks.
I do like the Bears. I've just always loved the Raiders since Kenny Stabler.
The snake.
You know, you just saw it, and I think those stories started coming out maybe Saturday.
Yeah.
And when you lose your team, there's no way to –
Exactly.
Come back. Exactly. So I thought he would have been fired sooner. But hey, I saw here, morning, sir. Sorry, my Bears embarrassed your Raiders so bad. The coach had to resign. Exactly. Rosie, I agree. So he's listening. Yeah, that was a tough day.
All right, let's get into the questions. And I'm going to start off because we were talking with State Representative Jim Pressel last Tuesday, who filled in for you. One of the questions we asked Jim was, do you think there's a homeless problem here in LaPorte? I'm asking you the same question.
You know, I think there are some people that are homeless. And as we've talked, as we've worked with, many of the individuals don't want the help. They want to be left alone. I've personally gone out. And so it's a tough thing. I know our trustee, Lisa, is trying her part to help the people. But as well, some of the people do not want help. And that's difficult. And it's no different than in any other communities. There are options. There are areas, places that will support. And, South Bend. You look at South Bend, they have facilities.
Yeah.
You still see homeless people because there are some that, just don't want the help. And we want to keep our parks clean, provide options for everyone that are public. But we also have to, keep our residents safe.
Okay. Question for you. When is the civic work going to start?
You will see a new roof. The goal is this year. And actually, the lighting will be this year. So, then we're getting into the bigger project. Because when I first heard that a roof would happen, I'm like, oh, my gosh, how many months is that going to take? And it's not. It's a layover. It'll last a long time, but it's only going to take weeks versus months. Now, the air conditioning, because it's such an old venue, that is another animal. So that will be coming, but it definitely won't be this year.
All right. If you've got a question for the mayor, only text messages this morning, 219-362-0522. I'm asking, where's the signs? You know, we bring up the Civic, and I've said that, you know, it, it, and It's just, it's poor. I mean, if somebody's out of town, Tom, and they're coming to watch the Tom Petty tribute band or whatever, a lot of people don't know where the Civic is.
And there is a sign, but very simple sign, I believe, on Monroe, coming up by St. Pete's there, or just south of St. Pete's. But we've got a lot of signage to upgrade so people know how to get the event, because we just had those Tom Petty, we had these other events, and we have more coming. So we have to do a better job with our signage. Also with the Civic, I also have to throw out seating.
Yes, yeah.
I mean, I know some people like the old seating, so maybe we raffle off or do something with the seats, but I think we're really ready for updated seating, especially my butt. It's sore when it sits up there in those seats.
Question here coming in. Will you bring back Fitness Fridays?
You know, we've talked about that of something of some nature, and we don't know if it's that or looking at pickleball. I mean, pickleball has just been amazing for the community, packed house, and maybe having something every Friday, getting people to learn how to play. But I think we need to do something. Obviously, going into winter, we won't have something. But looking next spring, the global pandemic kind of shut down a lot of stuff last year. So, yeah, we want to do something special and also maybe highlight for the public, do something where if we did a walk or did things like that in an area, maybe they're not used to seeing, so that we can show them, hey, these are the problems we face every day. So we're thinking of new and innovative things to do.
Speaking of new and innovative, Taco Fest this Friday night.
This Friday.
Yeah.
I think it's our last outdoor event as we roll into our indoor concert series. But I'm excited this Friday. I hope the weather supports us. Derek Arnett Construction is our sponsor this Friday, and there I hear there's rumor of a taco who's got the best taco contest.
Ooh, that'd be good.
Yeah, except I've said I had to step back from the judging because you throw a little spice at me and I'm in trouble. So, but I love tacos, and I think it's going to be a great event under the lights, the Stitch there at Monroe and Lincoln Way. And again, people told us before I ran for office, we need more to do. And I think people have seen over the summer here, and, you know, thank you to WCOE, the radio station, for supporting it. But you were out there on Lake Fest, and you saw firsthand how many people enjoyed the music, the food, and everybody had a great time.
Smiles on everybody's face. It's like Walt Disney World, you know? Everybody was happy, I'm telling you. Hey, another question. There is a new restaurant coming next to McDonald's on Pine Lake Avenue. What's it going to be?
A new restaurant.
That's what it says here. I'm assuming the Don George, the old Don George
Well,
building,
the Don George, the first step is we've taken a step back and said we need to demo the building. We weren't exactly thrilled with, you know, where we wanted the bids to come in, what they were offering. So we're just taking a step back. We're going to have the building demolitioned. Obviously, there's a reason why, because of the structure. And some have suggested that maybe the building, parts of the building need to stay up, but it's best, we need a fresh start. That's quality land, quality property, and let's get it cleaned from the property perspective and then start fresh and get it into a developer's hands that can do something positive along the lake, as long as they allow public access with canoes, people to go on into the water, cross over through the Weller Bridge. In fact, we've looked at, and it can't happen tomorrow, but re-looking at the Weller Bridge, so maybe someday boats could get underneath
there. Oh, okay. Sure. Speaking of property, Stan had the story on last week where the barbecue place is coming in there on Pine Lake Avenue.
Yes.
But they want a parcel next to it, which is part of the park or the city department. Can you tell me or explain
that? Yeah, it's a small park land, piece of property. I call it parkland, but it's really just a small piece of property that will help with the parking and so forth. It's really not a piece that the park department can use. They've worked with us because the park department wants to keep the backside of their land with that driveway, with the trash, where we can get in and out. And they've been good about working with that. So this little piece could bring some value for them, for restaurants, because Doc's Smokehouse, people are excited. And yes, construction's moving slow, but they're no different than anybody else that can't get people to work, can't get materials. I'm excited for Doc's Smokehouse. And everything you read, whether it's their location in Wisconsin, Illinois, Northwest Indiana, and to be chosen as the next place, I'm excited.
Awesome. I'm not sure how this is going to come out, but I'm just reading it as is. Can you use inmates from the Port County to help clean the park shop in the port? So I'm not sure what...
Clean the...
Park shop in the port. That's what it says here. I'm not sure what they mean, to be honest, Tom.
Well, we talked to Jeff Batchelor, our co-director, who has just done a fantastic job. You know, we've talked to the sheriff. We've talked to people to say, hey, and in the past, we always use those due to COVID. They didn't have their trustees out to do that work. We're willing to take any and all comers. We've talked to the probation department. How do we get maybe people to work off their probation? Anything to help clean up LaPorte. And there's also a cost. Somebody has to pay for that officer. But again, with COVID during that time, they kept everybody, you know, basically in jail. So yes, we also take volunteers. We'd love to have volunteers that have free time. It takes all of us working together. Mm-hmm. And if there's ways to do it, we want LaPorte to be spotless.
All right, two quick questions, yeah. And I got to get you out of here. Will there be tickets for the Christmas light show? If so, I would like to buy tickets for a family that wants to go but can't afford the price. And I'm assuming at the fairgrounds.
Yes, at the fairgrounds.
Okay. Is there any way trying to get a firehouse sub restaurant in here?
Well, when we want somebody doesn't mean they necessarily want to come here.
Right,
they have demographics. They have things they look at. In fact, the one number one, what do you think here's your trivia question.
Okay.
What's the number one question the mayor gets about a fast casual restaurant coming into LaPorte? What's the number one they want?
Longhorns. I don't know.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh my gosh, that's right. I should have known better.
Chick-fil-A,
yeah, right.
I get that question, but they have certain requirements, mm-hmm. You know, so we're always hustling. We're always pitching our economic development team. And again, for Mike Riley, Bert Cook, Lindsey Johnkind, they're always pitching. But again, just because we want them doesn't necessarily mean, hey, they're going to come.
Yeah.
So if you do have questions, 363-7293. And by the way, I would take Popeyes every day, plus twice on Sunday, and Chick-fil-A's fine, but I love their chicken.
I do too.
It is so good.
It really is.
But and follow us, Tom Dermody, City of LaPorte Facebook page. And Joe, I'm coming back now that you'll be back next week. I'll be more prepared.
Tom, thank you very much for stopping by. I appreciate it, buddy. You. Have a great day. Mayor Tom Dermody, our guest, as he is every Tuesday. Thank you guys for your question. When we come back, Denny's Diner. As always, you've been listening to Stump the Mayor right here on 96.7.